Before we begin our lessons, I would like to speak to you briefly on what you should know about how to learn the code. This is necessary, for if you do not understand what is required, it is very possible that you, like so many others, will spend much more time and effort than you need to spend in becoming proficient at this skill. Most people believe that to learn the code requires a great deal of intelligence. This is not so. It does call for a different kind of learning skill, however, than most any other subject you can name. For to learn the code, one must learn to associate the sounds created by simple basic rhythm patterns with letters and numbers, a different combination of rhythmic beats for each character. Since rhythm, expressed sonically, is one of the three basic components of music, there are those who will argue that a musician can learn the code much more quickly and with less effort than one who is not musically inclined. This argument is primarily based upon supposition and a few incidental cases. I know a few musicians who are good telegraphers, but I know a great many good telegraphers who cannot play a musical instrument, who do not care to dance, and who show no special liking for music of any kind. This is not so very difficult to understand when we realize that the rhythm patterns we deal with in telegraphy are in general quite different from those commonly used in music. The important thing to remember here is that most anyone with average intelligence can learn the code and can become quite proficient in its use. If you will follow implicitly the instructions and suggestions for learning offered as this course progresses, your success is virtually assured. Let us begin to learn the code by attempting to understand just what it is we are trying to learn. A moment ago, you were told that the code is made up of combinations of rhythmic beats. There are two kinds of beats used, long beats and short beats. Because these beats are different in length, a series of short beats will sound just twice as fast as a series of long beats. One thing must be clearly understood, and it is this. The code is not made up of dots and dashes. Dots and dashes are used only as the symbols for writing these rhythmic combinations. Since you will at no time write these patterns themselves, but only the letters and numbers which their sounds represent, it will be much better for you if you will forget all about dots and dashes. As a matter of fact, if you insist upon memorizing the code as it is written, you will place yourself under a considerable handicap, which can mean many hours of additional labor spent in trying to supplant a preconceived visual image of these rhythm patterns by the necessary auditory image. Remember, the sound's the thing. In telegraphy, it is necessary for the operator to be able to put down on paper every letter, number, and punctuation mark precisely, and in the same order which they are transmitted. To acquire this ability, he must spend much time in practice to improve his skill. But before he can write down the characters which the sounds of these rhythm patterns represent, he must first be able to identify and to associate each pattern with its corresponding character. It is with this in mind that we offer the following suggestion. Play each unit once, and preferably twice or more, listening intently to these sounds. When you feel that you know them, then, and only then, try to record the characters they represent on paper. And now let's learn the code. This is the procedure. We will introduce the letter. We will tell you the letter. We will ask you to try to form a mental image of this letter in your mind each time you hear the sound. This is important. The letter will be transmitted 5 times. After that, we will make words using this letter so that you might see how it is used in various relationships with other letters. Got it? Here we go. Our first letter is the letter T. Listen. There were 5 of them. The letter was T. It's very simple, isn't it? Just one long beat. The second letter we will learn is the letter A. Listen to the letter A. Try to form a picture in your mind of this letter each time you hear this sound. That was the letter A. Now let us make the only word we can make. It's obviously the word at, but listen to it. This is the word at, A-T. Yes, the word was at, A-T. Now the third letter we will learn is the letter E, and it sounds like this. Here are five of them. Try to form a picture in your mind of the letter E each time you hear this sound. That was the letter E. Now we can make three words. See if you can tell what this one is. The word was eat, E-A-T, to eat something. Try this one. That word was ate, A-T-E. And this one? The word was tea, T-E-A, something to drink, the beverage. The fourth letter we will learn is the letter H. The letter H sounds like this. Try to visualize the letter H each time you hear this sound. Here it is. That was the letter H. Now our first word using the letter H is a very common word, and we think you'll recognize it right away. Listen. The word was he, H-E. The next word using the letter H is a very, very important word because it's used so much. Try to get it. Here it is. The word was the, T-H-E. The. Now here's another word using the letter H. Try this. That word was that, T-H-A-T. Let's take away a letter and see what it sounds like. Here it is. The word was hat, H-A-T. Now here is another word using the letter H. Try this. That word was heat, H-E-A-T. Now here is another word using the letter H. Try this one. The word was teeth. T-E-E-T-H. You know, it helps sometimes to be able to vocalize these letters. There is an accepted method for doing this. The long beats we call das, and the short beats we call dits, D-I-T-S. Hence, if we wish to vocalize the letter T, we would simply say da. The letter A, we would say dit-da. And the letter E would be dit. The letter H would be dit-dit-dit-dit. We will introduce from time to time these letters with their vocal sounds, hoping that this, too, can help you. The next letter we will learn is the letter C, da-di-da-dit, the letter C. Each time you hear this sound, try to visualize in your mind a picture of the letter C. Here it is. Do you remember our old friend at, A-T? Let's put the new letter in front of it and see what it sounds like. A funny sounding cat, wasn't it? But that was the word, cat. Now let's add something to the word cat and see what we get. Listen. The word was catch, C-A-T-C-H, catch. Here's another old friend of ours, the word tea, TEA, but we're going to add something to it. Listen. That was the word teach, T-E-A-C-H. See if you can recognize this one. Here it is. The word was chat, C-H-A-T. And this one? Yes, that was the word act, A-C-T. You probably got it. Now then, let's have fun. You know, we put letters together to make words. We can also put words together to make sentences. And here we have two sentences. See if you like these. Perhaps you can get them. Listen. We'll send it again for you. Listen. Did you get it? It said the cat ate the hat. The cat ate the hat. Now here is another one. See if you can get this one. Another sentence. Listen. And again. That was he ate the cat. He ate the cat. The next letter we will learn is the letter S. Dit-dit-dit. The letter S. Each time you hear this sound, try to visualize in your mind the letter S. Here it is. Our first word using the letter S is an easy one. Listen, we think you'll get it. Yes, the word was as, A-S. Now try this. Did you get it? The word was has, H-A-S. Here is another. That word was she, S-H-E. Here is another. Try this. Yes, the word was these. You probably got it. If you didn't, you came close. And now another word using the letter S. Listen very carefully. Did you get that one? That was the word cheese. Did you notice how rapidly the E's went by? There's a good reason for this. E is the most used letter in the alphabet in English. It stands to reason, then, that to save time, we would make E a short sound, wouldn't we? Our next word using the letter S sounds like this. See if you can catch the sound and identify the word. The word was that's, T-H-A-T-S. Try this. That was the word sat, S-A-T. And this one? The word was set, S-E-T. Now try this one. That That was the word tease, T-E-A-S-E. Here's a common word. Try this one. That is the word see, S-E-E. We have one more word using the letter S. Listen carefully. Try to get it. Here it is. That was the word seat, S-E-A-T. The next letter we will learn is the letter N, dot it. And it sounds like this. Each time you hear this sound, try to visualize the letter N in your mind. Here it is. That was the letter N. And our first word using the letter N is a very short one, but one that you should easily recognize. See if you can get it. Here it is. The word was an, A-N. Now try this. That was the word ten, T-E-N. And next. The word was tense, T-E-N-S-E. We made a slight change and came up with this. See if you can recognize it. That was the word sense, S-E-N-S-E. And this one? That word was sense, C-E-N-T-S. Sense, as in money. And this one? The word was net, N-E-T. We added a letter in the middle and came up with this. See if you can recognize this one. The word was neat, N-E-A-T. Here is a slightly different type of word using the letter N. Try to catch it. That was the word chance, to take a chance, C-H-A-N-C-E. And the next word? That was the word then, T-H-E-N. Here is another very common word using the letter N. Try to catch it. That was the word than, T-H-A-N. We have one more word illustrating the use of the letter N. This is a different type of word. Listen carefully. Try to get it. Here it is. That was the word Senate, S-E-N-A-T-E. Senate, like the one in Washington. There is one more character we would like for you to acquire before we go to the exercises at the end of this unit. This character is the period. It's a mighty long sound for such a small dot, but it certainly is an important one also. Listen carefully to this sound, and each time you hear it, try to visualize in your mind the picture of the period. Here it is. That was the period. In the following exercises, each word and each sentence will be transmitted but once. Listen carefully to these sounds. Try to get them. Did you enjoy yourself? There were 14 sentences in all. They read as follows. Chet has 10 cents. Anne hates ants. She teases the cat. He chases the cat. Chet has a chess set. Anne has taste. She has a hat. Chet has sense. He teaches the cat. Anne heats the tea. Nat hates tea. The cat eats cheese. Chet has tea. Nat has an estate. If you were able to copy more than two of these sentences correctly on your first try, you are an exceptional student.